You are now listening to Final Bullshit versus the World Podcast with me, your bizarre and boisterous host, the Mighty Shields. But you should know who I am by now. This is episode 26. And for y'all that are listening at home, this is going to be the season one finale of the Final Boss versus the World Podcast. And this right here, this episode is going to be a different from most. Different from, I would say, my entire catalog. This is going to be a victory lap, man. Not only for myself, but for y'all at home. That's for y'all listening. Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much for letting me take up some of y'all time, whether it be 20-minute podcast, whether it be 8-minute podcast, whether it be a 45-to-hour podcast. But I appreciate y'all letting me into y'all homes, letting me into y'all ears, letting me into y'all cars, and, you know, let me shoot my shit for a little bit, you know what I mean? And I'm going to talk it for a little bit, but without further ado, before I get all sappy on you, play my what? Final Boss versus the World is a short-form podcast, a solo podcast that centers around a bizarre and boisterous host. That's me, taking on life and the world at large, all from the lens of geek culture, made to make you laugh, think critically, and find your cape all at the same time. Episode 26, season finale, season one ending. Let me start off by saying I appreciate every single one of you guys that are listening right now. I appreciate the people that aren't listening, because now I know who mess with me and who don't. But hey, we not about to get on that. We about to talk about this love. Speaking of love, I got love for everybody that's listening right now, everybody that showed me love, supported me throughout this journey, throughout me getting better. Let me tell you this, at this time, I want to say last year, never could I have fathomed that I, a fan of podcasts, could produce a podcast. Not only one, three in this time span from a year from yesterday. And not, I started with the Salt Happens podcast. Then I worked with King Spicy of the Salt Happens podcast to make Role Models podcast, which was a learning experience in itself. And then I started this back in October, the Final Boss, the one that you listen to right now. Never in my wildest imagination did I think that I would be capable of producing, managing, editing, and working with people in order to produce content in this form and fashion. And I appreciate every single one of you guys that have made that possible for me. Everybody along the way that gave me motivation, everybody that gave me suggestions, everybody that told me what they liked, told me what they didn't like, and everybody that has been invested in my journey, I appreciate you truly. This is not goodbye. Let me just make this. This is not going to go in the same way of Role Models, rest in peace. This is my baby. This is not going anywhere. Final Boss vs. the World podcast, simply going on a break. This is why, and let me tell you why. I think that I am in a good spot in which I need to take some time off from the podcast itself, from the Final Boss vs. the World podcast, and kind of focus on some other skills that can help elevate this, if you know what I'm saying. So maybe I need to shift to visuals. I maybe have a couple of visual podcast video campaigns for the podcast. Maybe that needs to be an every episode thing. And those are the type of decisions that I'm going to be trying to manage, trying to work out. And while doing so, while doing this break from, again, just the podcast itself, I'm going to be working on getting better at video production, video creation, video editing, working on my streaming platform, that type of thing. And I'm going to get better in every form of fashion. I am going to go and mold this into something that cannot and will not be denied. And for those of you who know me, you know my work ethic when it comes to this stuff. You know how passionate I am. And you know how passionate I can be, especially when it's something that I care about and something that I love. So just know that I'm coming with that same fire, that same smoke. All of that is going to be poured into season 2 of Final Boss versus the World podcast. Now, again, speaking on what I'm going to be working on. So I will be streaming a lot. I will be making more videos for YouTube. I will be finding different ways to market said podcast, ways to market Final Boss versus the World, whether it be merch, whether it be business cards, whether it be posters, whether it be just reaching out to people. I want season 2 to come back with a bang. And for those of you that are listening, and I know I have a few actual other podcasters listening to this, yo, this is the time where I want to actually get in contact with you guys and make it so that I can get you as guests on this show. I want to have more guests on Final Boss versus the World podcast, because although this is a solo podcast, it is always, well, I'm always welcoming other points of views. And I will say the podcasting community is so strong. It's so great, especially the small podcast community, even the bigger ones. I mean, you hear the bigger ones shout out to the small ones all the time. But on the surface, I'm talking about the people that are directly connected to each other. We just look out for each other, man. And I appreciate that. But I'm trying to make this bigger and better and greater so that I can make every project that I work on something that is obtainable or something that's desirable for ears and eyes all around. So that's what I'm going to be shifting my focus towards. Speaking of the videos, you can find me on YouTube at Final Boss versus the World. I am playing a lot of Animal Crossing. I'm playing a whole lot of Mortal Kombat. I'm trying to get real good at this game, and I think I'm right on the cusp of another breakthrough. Right now I'm at Master Rank. I'm going towards Grandmaster of the season of MK Ranked. So I will be putting up videos of that or any game that I play on YouTube, and I will be streaming from time to time, streaming a lot more than I am on twitch.tv/FinalBossBS. That's Final Boss BS. And yeah, man, that's pretty much what I'm going to be working on, man. This quarantine kind of threw a monkey wrench into things, but I guess when you primarily work or build your projects from home, it's kind of a blessing in disguise. And that's what I'm going to use, again, this time for, is to sharpen my tools, build my tool set up so that I can make this a bigger and better thing for y'all. Now, that being said, speaking of y'all, how can I get you guys more involved? Well, here's what I'm going to do. I am always going to respond to you on Instagram. I'm always going to respond to you on Twitter. If you have a question, if you want to talk about something, if you want to have a heated debate about something, because you know I'm all for smoke. I'm very opinionated on the things that I love, and I'm willing to call anything that you love trash if I think it's trash. Hit me up. FinalBossVS at Instagram, on Twitter, Facebook. Hit me up anywhere, man. I'm willing to have the discussion, and I'm ready to talk. Now, let's talk about this podcast a little bit more. As far as season 1 is concerned, I think it was a great success. I got a lot of feedback. I got a lot of reception from this first run, and it's only going to make me better. It's only going to make my ego bigger, so to speak. But like I said, I appreciate every single one of you guys. I definitely had some flops, if you know what I'm saying. And it's just certain topics, man, that you think that, you know, that would kind of slap but didn't, or things that you didn't think would slap would actually get you more listens, more views. Like, let's say, for instance, my JoJo episode that I had, Darks of the Salt Happens podcast up. I didn't even promote that for really, and that had some of the most listens I have on my entire catalog. So shout out to Dark for chipping in and helping out with that. And as far as, you know, making this bigger and better, I'm definitely going to start, like I said, including more people and include more guests on the show. Dawn, my friend Dawn, shout out to her. I had her on for the Star Wars episode, the Christmas episode, and that did really well. That had really great reception. So again, it's all about looking at my numbers, And I know you're not supposed to get obsessed with your numbers, but just looking at what I'm able to produce, the type of content that you guys like seeing, and kind of building, finding the happy medium between what you guys want and what the hell I want. Speaking of what the hell I want, that's all I'm gonna be doing on Twitch and YouTube, playing what the hell I want. I was going to be focused on fighting games because my favorite genre, but you know, I got a lot of games in my back catalog that I just want to get to play, man. And you're going to see that. And I'm going to try to make as much content as I can out of that. And we're just going to keep, you know, keep rolling from there, man. And I'm going to watch a lot more anime in this. I'm watching Tower of God right now. I'm on episode, I think it's episode 2 that just got released. I'm not familiar with this. And shout out to Blur Corner. Shout out to Rich Sensei for putting me on to this. Yo, this might be a low-key banger. I'm almost invested. I'm only 2 episodes in. I'm almost invested enough to go read the manga. It's a webtoon property. So I think I got access to it. He also told me about a different one, and I can't remember what it's called. And I it's something that he's reading. It's a Korean one, and I had to hit it with him. Oh, I gotta watch some One Piece, man. I was getting a little nostalgic thinking about the Doflamingo arc. And to be quite honest, I spent a whole 26 episodes telling Rich that I was going to get around to it, and I never did. And this is my chance to get caught up on that, or at least make some, you know, make a dent in that. So I'm going to do that as well, because right now, because of, you know, unsaid virus, it is pushing a lot of the anime that we wanting to see the re-up of back. So this is a perfect opportunity to catch up on that backlog. So I'm going to do that as well. But really, this break is all about bettering myself for y'all. And I think this is a blessing in disguise. And I said this on the past 2 podcasts. This is a blessing in disguise, man. Use this time wisely. Use this time to get better, whether it be creatively, whether it be, you know, in your house, whether it be, you know, just find a hobby, find something to do to pass your time, because it's like we're going to be in here for a while. Look like we're going to be at the house for a little bit. These MFs talking about the fall? No, come on now. And I love my house, and I complained. My wife brought it up to me. I complained about not being able to spend times in the house I play all this mortgage for. But let me tell you something. I've been in here for a month. I'll be here for a month. Listen to me, bro. I miss Chipotle. Bro, I miss Wingstop. Them lemon pepper wings. Oh, I'm missing them. And I don't trust these people out here enough to not put Coronis in my food. I didn't order a Coroni with a side of cheese. So I don't want none of that. And I'm going to say I'm being a little paranoid, but you know, can't take your chances out here. So, and the misconception that only old people was getting it, only old people was getting hurt by it, you're wrong. The misconception that only that black people weren't getting it, you're wrong. And I don't want to spend too much time on it because I think it's in the news enough. I think quarantine is the topic and coronavirus is the topic of everybody's discussion right now because it is terrifying. But I don't think right now, because in my brain, I let me be honest with you. I thought this was going to be fallout. I thought people were going to lose their minds, be cooped up in their house. And maybe we haven't hit that point yet, but I'm hoping that it doesn't reach that point where people get that stir crazy that people start raiding houses. And maybe that's me just being, you know, a pessimist. Maybe that's me, thinking very, very little of the humanity, but we've had some very great examples of why people should be thinking that way, more specifically me. But again, man, like I said, just use this time wisely, man. Don't let this coronavirus consume you. Don't let this quarantine consume you. Be the best version of you as you can right now while being safe. So that means no Chipotle, Mike. That means no Wingstop, Mike. Yeah, I know. But I will tell you what, I will be buying digital versions of these games. I ain't going to no GameStop. Well, they closed anyway. Final Fantasy about to come out, bro. Y'all about to lose me anyway. And now that I'm thinking about it, this might be misconstrued as a break for Final Fantasy, but it ain't. But when can you expect me back, I think, is the more important thing. And then I'll go ahead and close out here. So I'm shooting for early to mid-May. I don't have a specific date as to when I'm coming back, but I think that's enough time. I think a month and a couple of weeks time is good enough for me to kind of home in on the style or the kind of energy I want to give off on these videos, and make me a better podcaster at while doing so. So I'm going to do a lot of studying. I do a lot of work so I can be the best part that I can be. Now, if you still are desperate to hear my voice, which I doubt it because I talk a lot, I'm still going to be doing the Salt Happens podcast with those group of guys. Those podcasts, video versions and audio versions, comes out every Wednesday. And we'll just kind of go from there and just kind of see where I'm at. And you'll get to see, and that's a good way to check up on my progress, to see kind of where I'm at as far as Final Boss is concerned through Salt Happens. So just make sure you tune into that if you're feeling a need to hear me talk shit again. But, man, closing out, I want to say for a third, fourth, fifth, how many ever times I got to say this stuff, man, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for listening. And make sure you tell your friends about me, man. Even if they don't like podcasts, hey, you like hearing people talk shit? Listen to this guy, man. Just put my name out there. That's all I'm asking for. Make sure you're going out and reviewing my podcast on any platform that'll allow you to do so. That means Apple Podcasts. That means Podchaser. Spotify, I believe they have a rating system on there. Just make sure you like and subscribe and follow and review and all my stuff, man. Whether you like it or not, tell me how I can get better. Tell me what I can do, and I'll probably listen to it. But I will tell you this, I'm taking every suggestion with a grain of goddamn salt, because this is my baby. This is my Starship Enterprise. But without any more delay, this has been Season 1 of Final Boss versus the World Podcast. With me, your bizarre and boisterous host, let me make A's before I go. Let me see how many of them I can remember. Mighty Shields, aka the Final Boss, aka Hulkbuster, aka Josuke Black, aka I tank, aka I drop my wallet, aka Lex Linguini, aka Larry Lettuce, aka Eggplant Oro, aka Johnny Storm, aka Pretty Parker, aka Mr. Fantastic, aka Salt Sorcerer Supreme, aka I rip my chest hairs off, aka Wakanda's Pride, Yimbombe. And I want to thank y'all for listening to your boy Let Me Talk My Shit every week since October. And here's to you guys, to infinity and beyond. Drink that water. I love y'all. We out.